Oh, were you and your sister able to keep up
Yes, my sister was a religious woman. She kept a kosher home, and the children were speaking Jewish, and she spoke to English with them. My brother-in-law was more or less a man in between, not too religious and not reformed.
Did you have any changes in your health when you came to this country?
Yes,
due to the changes?
I did have.
You mentioned about the exhaust and the
embarrassment. I used to get nauseous, and then I was very homesick. And working that way, and I couldn't eat now. For instance, I used to have my sandwiches taken along with me, and at home I was used to eat at 10 o'clock breakfast. When it came lunchtime, I wasn't hungry. I could eat at 10 o'clock, not in the work. You can do it. So I was homesick, and I used to cry at night very much. So Dr. Yashinsky was my sister's family doctor, and I started feeling healed. So my sister said to me, take you down to Dr. Yashinsky and see what he's going to do for you. And I knew what happened because I was not eating properly, and I wasn't sleeping good at night, and I was working very hard. So I came down with my sister to Dr. Yashinsky, and Dr. Yashinsky said to me, and I was run down. I was very run down. And he said to me, if you're not going to stop your way of life, I'll have to send you back because you're going to get tuberculosis. So my sister got very upset about it and started going after me to eat and this and that. So, and I took myself in the hands too a little bit because I couldn't change it very much. So that was the result of my disappointment.
What organizations did you first belong to?
That was a club, I don't remember what we called it at the time, a social club of some kind. It was immigrant.
And
then later on, I was a first Sionist. I was even a first Sionist at the time when I was at home. The Ken Kayemis is the country. You know what the Ken Kayemis is. I used to go out to Shekels at the time, organizing, trying to be, we should read the Jewish books.
So in Europe?
In Europe, yes. And I continued this as I was coming here. I was a poet Sionist. I was always with the group. Anytime I had a chance, I used to bring in some special speakers.
Did you have any other outside activities for social?
Not very much.
Did you participate in any sports?
Not even.
Did you know that there was such a thing as the YMCA here?
I heard of it. No, I wasn't a member.
Any contact?
No.
It or any others?
No.
Were there any local meeting places? You mentioned the lectures at the Hebrew Church. Where
would
they all see them, the others?
Yes. There used to be a labor lyceum, if you remember, and there was a lot of immigrants at that time. The
labor lyceum?
Yeah, labor lyceum. And a lot of the working immigrants at that time, we used to come to lectures. No, they were more or less
Socialist
organization. I didn't like it too well.
I remember Rothstein, where I'd been brought them all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the idea.
You're going to be in it.
This time here, it was against the.
How did you meet people during those first few years at work?
Well, at the work, in the neighborhood, I lived among Jewish people, and I used to make contact.
But you weren't friendly with any non-Jewish people.
It's just
really,
the ones I worked with.
You at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did any of your early friends from the early days still remain to be your friends?
Some of them are in Pittsburgh, some of the way, some are live in Oxford, in Akron, some are in Ohio State. I have a very close friend, she lives in Philadelphia now. She's married there, lives there.
And what kind of contact did you keep up with the people in Europe during those first five years?
For the first years, and you could write. I used to write to my parents, to my family. That's the only corresponding what I was interested in.
And are you an American citizen now?
Yes, I am.
And how did you get your citizenship?
I got it by myself. In Pittsburgh. I applied in Pittsburgh for my citizenship.
And when did you first vote?
When I first vote. This is a long time going back.
Yeah. You came in 1923.
I would guess maybe about 5-6 years after I got here. Mm-hmm. Quite, I couldn't work before I was a citizen.
No,
couldn't
no.
I got my citizenship in 1912.
What can be?
1912.
No, but you just came in then.
Oh, yes.
What was that, 1932?
1932 or 1949. I got my papers very late because I was too busy at work to mm-hmm. take off.
And what party did you?
I'm a Democrat.
Is that right? What you are now?
It's still
after the election.
It shouldn't be a secret.
Were you active in any politics
no.
at all?
I had no affiliation with any parties.
Now, when did you first meet the person that you married?
About 1927. I was married at that time. I met my ex-husband a few years after I was here.
And was he about the same age too?
Yes, about the same. He was an immigrant too, and he was an immigrant Indian. From a different country, he was an immigrant in Canada to Pittsburgh. He was a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
His parents were living in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, Montreal.
And how did you meet him here in Pittsburgh?
We met, if you remember, they used to have organizations that they used to bring in speakers to talk on the Palestine problem. So I met him, he met me there, I didn't know of anything. So there was a man here from East Pittsburgh that introduced me to him. He says to him, "This is a friend of mine, you try to get next to her." And he did get next to me. He didn't let me alone for a couple of years.
How long? After a few years?
Yes, he courted me about 2 years.
If you had stayed in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been arranged by a husband in Europe? Was that the way?
No, I didn't think it would be arranged because we had a lot of, there was a very popular group in the city, students, and I belonged to the Pyrenees group, and we were always working for the cause of the Palestine.
Did anybody that you know marry non-Jews?
Not that I knew of. The most of those boys are in Israel now. They went into Israel when Palestine was Palestine yet, mm-hmm. and they were digging, making a railroad there.
Were there any problems of adjustment during the first years of your married life here?
A little bit. Because my husband was too much of a free thinker.
Too much of what?
He was a free thinker.
A free thinker. And did he make the important decisions in the house?
To a certain extent. If you want to have peace of...
And did you have any children?
Yes, I had
what
two
kind
boys.
Of schooling did your children...
Well, my two boys, I have two sons. They had Jewish education in Hebrew. They were attending Hebrew school.
Well, in Pittsburgh, they attended Heim Shul. There was a Cheder there, and the older son attended there. Then my younger son attended the Yisrael school, Hebrew school.
And where did they, how much regular schooling did they get?
The older son had high school. He was attending, I lived in Auckland at the time. He graduated from Shilney High School. And my younger son, I lived later on in East Tent, and he graduated from Peabody High School. No, he went to Pitt.
The second son?
My younger son graduated in 1955 from Pitt.
What was the big difference between the way you were raised at home and the way you raised your children?
Very big difference. Children in this country, we can't live like our parents live, and our children can't live the way we live. It's a big difference.
Were there any special problems you had in raising your children because you were a newcomer here?
No, not. We spoke partly Jewish in the house, and my children and sister's mother speak English. It'll come handy. So I tried.
Are there anything else that you think you want to mention that we haven't questioned you about?
Not for I know anything. This is the